We continue again our celebration of the birth anniversary of the Imam of our time. We are going to have another piece of poetry tonight. This is a brother from the United States of America. We're going to invite him up, Hussein Zaidi, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Due to it being the birth anniversary of the Imam, I'm going to present you with a story. A story about two brothers raised by a pious mother, raised to be good Shias, and about the zuhur of the Imam. Can I start this with a loud, loud salawat? Now allow me to set the scene. Two brothers, pious and religious, prayed on time, read the Quran. Two brothers, Fadhil and Ahsan. Ahsan was a hardcore believer on speaking the truth and taking a very clear stance against the enemy. Fadhil's view was to stay silent and work behind the shadows, but it was all a facade. He just didn't want to take the risk. Yes, he loved Islam, but he loved the world and his comfort as well. One day they both got home from work, restlessness deep inside them. They went and they prayed, ate dinner and slept. Next morning they woke up a bit before Fajr. Feeling of restlessness only grew further. They tried to go back to sleep, but to no avail. They did tahajjud and prayed Fajr. Turned on the television, what do they see? CNN, BBC, Press TV. The Mahdi, the Mahdi, the Mahdi has reappeared. They were filled with joy until at one point Father's face darkened. He understood what was bargained, his life. He couldn't wrap his mind around it. Ahsan asked Father, what's the matter? He said he didn't want to commit. Ahsan said to him, the Imam is here and he needs our help. Father replied, the Imam has other people. My being there wouldn't make a difference. They argued and argued, but to no avail. Ahsan realized his brother wouldn't budge, and deep down he harbored some type of grudge. And deep down he harbored some type of grudge. Ahsan left to join the Imam. Father was sat on the sofa, holding his head deep in thought. He was so distraught, not knowing if he made the right decision, till he heard a knock. Till he heard a knock, thinking who could it be this early at just 5 o'clock. Turned the keys, door was unlocked. The man came with a briefcase full of money. Promised him peace, most beautiful woman, best car, status and money. Father's mood quickly changed. He asked what he would want in exchange. The man said, you must fight the Mahdi. Father thought about the ultimatum, and at the end his desire to live his life in comfort took over, and he agreed, and at the end his desire to not put his life on the line and live in comfort took over, and he agreed. He went down the wrong path because of his greed, not only greed but fear, because even at this point he valued his life and his career. He got in his battle gear and went to fight the Imam. Now let's think, let's look deep into ourselves. How many of us would take the risk of dying, take the risk of imprisonment, the risk of losing everything and everyone we love? Let's assess something. We see young boys on the front lines. We see Gaza filled with landmines. We see Yemen bombed every week a few times. And what are we doing? We're just sitting here on the sideline, watching the death toll incline. Thousands of losses that they undermine, taking innocent lives. Since when was that fine? And some of us still don't speak out, all just for comfort, but we don't realize what comes first. Are we important or the cause? Is it really important for us to live our life in peace? Live our life in peace at the cost of the increase? Increase in what? Increase in mass murder and genocide. All we do is step aside and let it take place. And knowing that and realizing that if we want to live a life full of grace, I'ma be honest, that is a disgrace. And to be honest, it's just that mindset created in the West. Do what's best for me, forget about the rest. We sit at home while others are oppressed, decide not to help, that's what we do best. The day will come when the Imam needs us, and if we stay set on this path, we may reject his call, because we may be scared, may be unprepared, may be selfish, may be in fear, and we may end up like Shimmer. Hear this, this is important. If we stay set on this path, we may end up like Shimmer. The man who killed Hussein, what will we obtain? What will we gain? Go through the pain. Right now it's not a time to complain. It's time to rise, hear the innocent cries. Fight against the oppressor, fight against the aggressor. Come together, bear the pressure. Whatever, whenever, wherever, whoever. Prepare for the Mahdi, stand against the enemy. Salawat.